It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Allison and the Poetry Center for inviting me. And I've gotten to meet some wonderful people, and an old friend came to have dinner with us tonight that I just saw coming, who made me these earrings. So Jane Miller and Allison Deming put me at ease by saying, read what you love, and that people here are very relaxed. Audience, you're laughing about that? It's not true. They're killers. Okay. I have to talk about maybe the process I've embarked on at this period in my life at 50 years old. And it's probably a process that has been, with me, for a long time, but I'm conscious of it now. The Empress of the Death House, I was just talking to a group of students I worked with this morning about the book. My grandmother is the Empress of the Death House. My grandmother and grandfather owned a funeral home in Detroit, Michigan. And it was a real growing up experience. I was very friendly with the dead bodies. I mean, only a poet, maybe, I don't know. But and I asked my mother years later, why did you let me, go down and be with the dead bodies all the time? And she said, well, we were just so glad that you weren't afraid of dead bodies. And of course, little did she know, but that isn't exactly what was going on inside of me. But I used to pray for them, and I used to touch the hands and the arms. And as early as 3, 4, 5 years old, death became a very encompassing subject for me. So the book, The Empress of the Death House, is about, one of the things it's about is my grandmother is one of the figures in this book who seems larger than death on the one hand. She died when I was 7 years old, however, and I just as I was talking to a class this morning, I wondered if in somehow I'm looking to call forth images of strong women to sort of be my protector and to say, write your work, do your work, as I felt she was, this strong presence in my life. So this poem is called The Empress of the Death House. And I'm going to read from all 3 of my books and some new poems. This is my first book. My grandmother haunted the halls above Webster's funeral home like a red-gowned ghost. Till dawn, I'd see her spectral form, henna hair blown back, green eyes, tameless. She was proud. Like God, I swore I'd love her. At night, we whispered how we hated mother and wished that I could live with her. In the morning, while she slept, I'd pluck costume diamonds from a heart-shaped chest, try her tortoise combs and hairpins in my hair. She'd wake and take me to her bed. Maroon quilted, eider downed, I drowned, rocking on her wasted breast. She'd tell me how she nursed my father till he was old enough to ask. Then she'd draw me to her, ask me if she still had milk. Yes, I said yes. Feeding on the sapless lie, even now the taste of emptiness waits my mouth.